Hare Krishna. Krishna's incarnation is not actually an incarnation. Krishna's incarnations are many, we say. That now the word incarnation actually comes largely from the Christian theology, where it is thought that God became, according to some Christians, they hold that God became incarnate as Jesus. That means God descended in flesh as Jesus. The word incarnation literally means to come in flesh. Karna refers to flesh, as is evident in, say, carnivorous animals. The animals that eat flesh are carnal desires. The desires for the pleasures, sent pleasures of the flesh. So now, if we consider the Vedic understanding of the descent of God, then he actually does, his descent is not an incarnation. Now the Bhakti commentators may use the word incarnation to ensure that their readers are not burdened with a double unfamiliarity. You know, normally, when some concepts are to be conveyed, for the concepts are inside us. They are mental or intellectual. And terms are verbal. So terms are verbal handles for subtler tools. Just like if I have a suitcase, then I use a handle for moving the suitcase. So terms are verbal handles. So now, because people in today's world are familiar with the word incarnation and not so familiar with the word avatar, so which is the Sanskrit word used, at least they were not familiar 50 years ago, 100 years ago, when the Vedic tradition started becoming coming under study by Western audiences. Now the word avatar is common and it is used for one's digital identity. And it has become entered the mainstream like Zikon because of a Hollywood blockbuster movie also. But the point is that the word avatar means one who descends. That means that Krishna exists in the spiritual world, and from the spiritual realm he comes to this realm. So when he comes to this realm, he still remains transcendental. He does not come in flesh. He remains eternal and transcendental, unaffected by the materiality of the world around us. And around us and around him when he descends in this world. So in 4.6 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna stresses his transcendental position even when he descends to this world. He says, Ajopi sana vyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim swamadhishthaya sambhavamyatma mayaya. So he says, Ajo pisan avyayatma, aja, I am unborn, avyayatma, I don't perish. Bhutanam ishvaro pisan, bhutanam, among living beings, ishvara, I remain the lord of all living beings. Prakritim swamadhishthaya, by taking shelter of my own nature, sambhavamyatma mayaya, I manifest by my internal potency. So here essentially Krishna is pointing towards his transcendence by declaring that he doesn't descend to this world with anything ordinary. He descends to this world in any mundane form. He remains transcendental. That's how he's the control. He's beyond time and he is the controller of all living beings. So he remains transcendental. So Krishna's incarnation is not actually an incarnation. He is the precise word for Sanskrit, of the word avatar means, comes from avatariti iti avatar. One who descends is avatar. So a precise translation of the avatar would be descent. So Krishna's incarnation is actually a descent. It is not an incarnation. He remains transcendental, and to the extent we understand his transcendental nature, to that extent we understand how he is utterly different from everything that we have seen in this world. And because he's so different, the things in this world promise pleasure, but they don't deliver pleasure. But Krishna, he doesn't just promise pleasure, he delivers lasting pleasure, lasting fulfillment. And thus, when we become attracted to him, we understand him, we become attracted to him, we attain him. Vitarag bhaya krodha manmaya mam upashrutaha bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhavam agataha. In 4.10, Krishna says that those who become, fix their mind on me, they become free from attachment, they become free from frustration, they become free from fear, and in this way they attain love for me and they attain my nature. So thus, by understanding that Krishna's incarnation is not actually incarnation, that he has descended so that we can ascend. By understanding this, we can, by becoming attracted to him, ascend from material level of consciousness to the spiritual level of consciousness, thus enter the spiritual reality to be united in eternal love with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.